Hey you guys, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. It's your girl Honey, and I have Jay here again because y'all loved him the first time, so I got some questions for this man.
Okay. Hey, how you doing?
Shut up. Why are you sounding like that? Why are you trying to sound like that? Sound regular.
What's your question? You have any questions?
Yeah, okay. Don't be weird. Okay, so, what is the time that you got caught?
The times I got caught?
Yes. Have you ever been caught? Let me just rephrase that.
Oh, my gosh, bro. This is one time. One time I was trying to be slick. Mm-hmm. I had me a nice little thing. She was a cool body, cool person, all that. We pulled up in front of my homie's house.
Okay.
It was me and the homies. We kicking and we drinking. We doing our thizzle.
And she was the only girl there?
Yeah, she was. She was the only girl there at the time. My cousin ended up pulling up. My little cousin, she ended up pulling up. But yeah, all together, she was basically the only girl there. And shit, so.
Sounds real.
We all drunk, going in on the Hennessy.
Hennessy.
And shit, a couple beers and everything. My boys, they go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And my little cousin, they all go in the house, just me and the girlie. So we go in my whip, we go in the back seat, and you know, we start doing our thing.
Okay.
And wonder why, you know what I'm saying?
So, why you didn't go in the house?
Because it wasn't my house. It was my homie's house, you know?
Okay. You know, so sometimes like, the homies be like, you can take the back room or take the mattress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sometimes it be like that, but this particular house, you know, the rule didn't apply like that. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a trap house?
No, it wasn't a trap house.
Oh, yeah.
And not this particular house. You know what I'm saying? So I know a couple, but no, not this house. This was one of them houses where I had to respect my homies' rules and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was me and the girl in the back car, back whip. You know what I'm saying? So we in there for a cool minute. You know, she rides. You know, she sucking, like, hitting from the back and shit. And then...
Oh, y'all was doing it all in the back
we
seat.
We were doing shit. Whatever position we can get in the back seat, I say do it. Every position you can think of, like, I done the weirdest positions in the back seat simply because we could do it.
Okay, period.
And shit. But, like, anyway, so, like, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
And... So, the last position I had her in, she was a bit tired. I was a bit tired.
Give me, y'all was fucking for hours because what the fuck?
Well, not really hours, but a cool 45 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
But the last position was missionary. Mm-hmm. And shit, you know, that's for me, that's like my last position because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, and I still want to fuck.
Right.
So it's like missionary.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. You laying down, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? So as I'm hitting it missionary style and shit,
mm-hmm.
I get a random ass flashlight on my ass.
Not a flashlight. Was it the popos?
It wasn't a popo. Thank God it wasn't a popo.
Because
I wouldn't be here right now.
No,
but it was my cousins and my homies and my cousin, bro.
What the fuck?
It was my cousins and my homies. They pulled up recording and with a flashlight.
Recording y'all fucking?
Yeah, I was fucking the shit out of her too. And look, my cousin was mad because he wanted to see her ass, but he ended up seeing my ass instead.
Oh, God. How old was y'all? Because it's getting very much childish.
Very much
childish. How old was y'all?
Oh, shit. Nigga, this wasn't that long ago. This was.
You cracking up real hard over there. How old?
This was like what? I'm 27 now.
Okay.
I was only 24. Okay. Not that long ago.
No, because you know some men are very immature.
Yeah. You know, I made some fun decisions and whatnot, but
was she embarrassed?
Man, I don't know. And shit, I don't know. I was having a good time though. You know, she was, her pussy was all exposed. I ain't for the kids.
She just man fucking record it. You are cracking up like this is funny.
It's hilarious.
It's not.
I was like, no, my boy, my cousin, like they was really pissed. They was like, bro, we was trying to see some ass because she was thick. Like she had ass on her too. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
And you just in the backseat tearing it up. Then going crazy. Now you really going crazy because the flashlight it's on you in the recording. You know what I'm saying? Because you know when you take out the phone.
I basically blocked everything, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I blocked everything. Like I said, I had her missionary. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the only thing that they saw was
your booty cheeks.
With my booty cheeks.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. I hate it.
She ain't had her shirt off. Like, all she had, all I did was pull the panties to the side. You know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't too much exposed and shit. You know
I hope
what I'm
you
saying?
Had a condom on.
Of course I did.
Oh, okay, because you never talk. You never.
Of course I did.
You never added that into the conversation.
Always practice safe sex. Oh, always. Yeah. Especially if you just met her at the club. And this one I did. So, yeah.
At the club. What club was this? Club. Bounce that ass?
Oh, wow. No.
Was it bounce that ass?
No. It was a cool little club from the hometown that I used to go to all the time and shit. But, yeah. So that was probably my wildest moment. That my cousin was so upset that he really wanted to see some ass. He wanted to see some ass bounce. He thought that she was going to be riding me. She did.
But they was already too late.
Yeah, that was the first position we did. Like, you, man, when it comes, if a girl got ass, that's the first thing I want to see is ass bounce on this dick. That's
reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl. If we in the back seat, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's going. Like I'm a chair. She gonna lap dance me everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's
yeah. You suck the titties.
Sheesh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know I get to all that, but we was already finished with everything that we did. So
right.
Last position, we tired. We, you know, shit, good sex. You gonna be sweating a bit.
Okay, do you still talk to her? That was like a little one night stand. Giving
very much no. Well, I said I hesitated because I have her Instagram, but I don't talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have her Instagram, you know, I scroll through, see her.
I hope she doesn't see this.
I don't. People know who I am, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. even if they met me, like, one night at the club or one night at the bar.
Right.
Or whichever shit, like, they're going to know me and they're going to figure out, be like, oh, he is like that and he just proved it. So, like.
Yeah, very turned up. It's getting very much Sacramento, Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? It's giving very much.
Southside got wrecked. What you talking about?
Okay, yeah. don't be gangbanging in my podcast. That's not gangbanging. I don't know. It was a lot going on.
That's not gangbanging.
Look, I feel like I was gangbanging though.
That's just where I'm from. That's where I'm born and raised from. South Sacramento.
Okay.
That's where I'm from. That's where I'm born and raised. Look, a lot of people sleep on Sacramento. Look, I feel like I gotta be one of the people that got put Sacramento on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. You know what I'm saying? My boy out there, they doing it, like, Sacramento, like, it's a small town. Sacramento, Stockton, Merced, Davis, like, there's a lot of little cities out there.
Yeah. Giving me a fucking history lesson.
I'm just saying.
Thank you so much.
Sacramento's coming up, you know what I'm saying? We should be up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. Thank you. Thank you for the history lesson. Thank you so much. I learned so much right now. I appreciate it.
And did you?
I did, thank you.
Did you appreciate my story?
Yeah, I really did. You have another one?
Do I have another one?
Yes, I feel like you have a lot. Because you like, you know, you like real wild. Like, you know, not wild, but like you real like.
Wild might be the word.
Yeah. You give me like bitches get money vibes.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put it like that, that's kind of rude. You know what I'm saying? Fuck bitches, get money. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know, it's not necessarily fuck bitches. It's just more about get money and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I can fuck with a bitch that's willing to get money with me.
Right.
And shit, like.
I feel like you had a lot of fun. There we go.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Mostly in Sacramento.
I did. Well, hometown, the best town, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where you always gonna get it at. And shit. Sacktown. You know, mm-hmm. I be in the Bay Area a lot, too. And shit. I be in the Bay Area a lot.
You have bay bitches? like you have, like, let's just say you have one. Like, you go to the Bay right now, right? Yeah, and you be like, okay, I'm in town. Like, it's gonna be like, girls hitting you up like, okay, let me suck your dick. Or let me...
Right, they don't. I mean, it's never going to be quite like that. I mean, like, It's not going to be like, hey, you're in town. Can I suck your dick? No, it's not.
Sure.
No, it's not going to be like that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, I'm going to hit her up and just be like, hey, I'm in town. What you up to? You know, can we meet up for brunch or something? You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, very polite. Yeah, okay. You're laughing because, you know, it's cap.
It's cap?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. Laughing. No.
Okay, so last time you went to Sacramento to visit, did you have intercourse?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
You took her to brunch, though?
Huh?
Huh? If you can, you can hear. You took her to brunch first before you fucked her?
No, of course not.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But I always knew her. Like, that's different because I kind of, you know, I was cool with that girl, always being with her for a cool man. Like, we just, you know, I took her to McDonald's and shit like that. She took me to McDonald's and shit like that. Like, we just had that mutual bond. You know, we didn't really grow up together, but we knew each other for like, maybe like 7+ years or some shit like that. So that was just how shit was and shit. Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, it's like, the women that I'm talking about that I take out the brunch that's out there in the bay are the type of women that you want to impress.
Okay. So that's, so you got like two different categories. You got the McDonald's and then you have the brunch. Right. That's what I'm hearing now. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh my gosh. She said you got two categories.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you're still smashing at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, you are 100% correct. Yeah. At the end of the day, the plan is to smash. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can you break down the categories so people know? So the women know, like, okay, he's taking me to get a Mac chicken. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
let me get out this core. Period.
Steve Harvey like a man right now. Think like a man right now.
I'm just saying. I just want the ladies to know. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to be blindsided because I know. But, you know, from a man point of view, it's always better.
Okay, this is just how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I can't really speak for every man because every man do their way differently, play the game differently. But at the end of the day, they still get what they want.
Right.
But this is how I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I get to know a woman a little bit, I kind of catch on to her background, to what she's been up to, the type of shit that she does, and, like, what her lifestyle is like and shit. And I can see the way her mindset is and shit, and why her lifestyle is like that and shit. So, like, I'm not trying to be rude when you put it in categories like that, like a brunch and a McDonald's. Like, it's not about being rude. It's more about, like, I know what you like. I know what you prefer. I know what your world is. Like, that's the type of shit that you do and shit. And honestly, there's just some McDonald's women that I cannot take to brunch. Simply because I know they might be rude. I know they might do extra. Like, some shit that they... not that type of shit. So, the girl that I take to brunch is the woman I really want to impress. It's the women that I really want to take the moms. You know what I'm saying? Like, a type of woman that I just want to, build something.
Right.
And shit, like, I take in a brunch. We have a good conversation. This is me. This is Jay Getem. This is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
When I take in brunch, that's what I'm trying to do. I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know me.
Right.
Let our minds intertwine. You know what I'm saying? But if we go to McDonald's, if I take you to McDonald's first, the plan is the fuck. That's it.
Off of fucking Mac Chicken. That's crazy.
Off of Mac Chicken.
It's Mac Chicken?
Mac Chicken.
I don't know if it's Mick or Mac. I'm not sure.
It's Mick. McChicken.
Okay, correct. Now I'm getting a fucking spelling lesson. God damn. First the history lesson. Now it's spelling lesson. What is next? This is crazy.
Where she got Mac from?
It's not Mac for real?
Look, if I take a girl to McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, something that...
First of all, excuse me. If you take her to Taco Bell, you wrong. Because she gonna have the shits after, the runs after.
I don't give a fuck. The point is to feed the girl. Like... No, just to take her, you know, get something to eat real quick. Like, Taco Bell be a spot to go when you're drunk as fuck. Yeah, you got the, you know, crossfade like a motherfucker shit. You off the mollies and shit. Like,
no, mollies. It's getting real crazy.
Yeah, go to Taco Bell, get two soft tacos.
With tamales and some alcohol in your system.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me write this down. Little perk. Half a perk.
Oh shit. We get
half a perk, make you do some work.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. I ain't been on a perk in a minute. But,
okay, you know, I have a question. Excuse me. Yeah. So when you take a perk, do your dick be hard? Because I keep hearing, like, you know, you take a perk, like, you know.
Mine was.
You rock hard.
I'm like, from the kids, you like, when I took my first perk, I was feeling like I wanted to fuck. Like, I'm not even sure if it's a sex drug or I'm just like that. Like, I just wanted to fuck. Like, my dick was hella hard and shit. Like, my hands was in my pocket rearranging my dick and shit because I was at a party at the time and shit. And you don't want to go, you know, when the functions be turned, there be hella people and you got to, you know, cut through all the people
and
shit.
Yeah, you sore fighting them through the damn crowd. Because your dick is hard as fuck. What the hell?
That's why I had to tuck my dick. Because I don't want to fuck around.
And be stabbing you with your penis. Oh, my bad. Oop, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Sir, absolutely not.
It's different for hitting girls, man. But, you know, even girls be getting a little... You'll be acting a little funny against that.
Yeah,
too,
what the
but...
fuck, pineapples? Don't be poking each other's dick behind... What? No.
She's saying little dick. You got me fucked up.
You know what I mean? Like, don't be poking with your cock. Oh, sir, shit. Excuse me.
That was surely me in the functions, though. I'm not finna cage you, like, and shit. I'll be the one to grab your hip, grab ass, and then hit, then, like, kind of bump you with my dick, like, I'm gonna, like, try to fuck or some shit. Like,
you're very touchy in the party. Them be the ones that they be talking about on fucking TikTok. You be dancing, mind your business, and here come some nigga behind you, just with they wang. And grabbing you.
That was me back then for sure.
Oh my god. Have you fucked in the party? I feel like you had sex in the party. Like, you was dancing and you lift the girl skirt up and y'all was fucking in the party.
Man, you say that, but honestly, that never actually happened.
Never?
I never actually fucked a girl in the middle of the function of the club or whatever. Like, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
It's always after.
Yeah, because I got hit on the corner of the wall, but I never actually got...
The corner, like, of the wall?
Yeah, I never actually fucked a girl in the middle of a function. Yeah, I was just in the corner.
You just in the corner. I'm just dancing in the corner, and she just pulled it out and started sucking it. Washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Double hand twist.
We was just we was off that jungle juice.
Oh, the jungle juice is no
shit. Okay. She was probably off something else too. But we just all gigging
maybe
and shit. We all going in and shit. There was, I can't think of the song that came on, but it was one of them songs where the girls didn't really want to do some shit. That
maybe Yin Yang Twins. Cause the Yin Yang Twins, maybe have me hurt. I ain't gonna lie.
No, see, it wasn't Yin Yang Twins. It was some slow mo sexual type of song and shit. I can't really think about what song exactly it was. Like, I want to say it was Genuine.
Maybe.
But it was something in that category, most definitely. But, yeah, she just ended up just shaking her little ass on me and shit, going crazy and shit. I was fucking with her, loving it and shit. And, you know me, I'm feeling all over and shit. She was moving all that ass to the right beat, right motion and shit. I was on one.
You was excited.
Excited like a motherfucker.
And then she flipped over.
She turned around, looked me in my eye.
Oh, that was it right there, the eye connection.
She did that fucking, she did a hand down my chest as she went down and shit.
Oh, she was off half part.
Woo!
She was serious.
Okay. She was on something that night. She pulled my pants down just so Big J was out. And shit.
Not Big J, it's the name for me. But, what the hell? First of all, it was a lot of people in the crowd.
It was dark. It was hella people in the crowd. It was dark. I
think, no,
she just started sucking on Big J. I'm like, sheesh. I was going in.
First of all, I would notice somebody getting hit in the fucking corner because I'm nosy, number one. Number two, it's not that dark for where you can't see. Somebody is just going to town in the corner.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was dark. Like, maybe a couple people noticed. I don't know.
I feel like a lot of people know this.
I don't know. A lot of people, like, it was dark. I was in my own world. I was drunk. I was fucked up. Like, the only thing I know, that I was getting a great sensation from my dick. Like, I was so fucking off that night. And the girl was off, too, because she kept going and going and going. Like, thank God. Thank God I decided to jack off 3 times that morning because I had no nut. And I was not no Minuteman that night.
She was just sucking for hours.
She was sucking for a cool 3 songs. Yes.
Hell no. I'm like, yep. You know what, sir? Your time's up, buddy.
Then we finally went to the bathroom and we fucked this shit. And I busted all over her ass, but still.
It's giving me. Was there safe sex involved? It doesn't sound like it.
Always practice safe sex, I tell you, but...
It was just in the moment?
In the moment, when you're in the moment, shit happens. Shit happens, but look, my pull-out game was strong. I learned that shit when I was drunk as fuck, too. Like, I will always pull out. Always. It's it. So, I busted all over that ass, and I was cool. It's it.
And then y'all just departed, went y'all separate ways?
I ain't never seen her again.
Well, that was a one-night stand.
I ain't never seen that girl at the club no more.
The one-night stands be crazy.
Function. That shit was turned bad out there in Sacramento, bad. It was turned.
Yeah, it sounded like y'all be having fun out there in the sack.
Shit, ain't shit else to do in this shit. You know what I'm saying? Compared to the Bay and to L.A., even San Diego, like, there's nothing to do in Sacramento at all. So it's like the best you can do is always get into trouble, get into some shit.
But I don't be hearing nothing like, on a, like, I may not be watching it. But like, yeah, y'all be like cool, calm out there, like chill, like, you know?
Well, there's a whole lot of violence going on out there. Yeah, that's cool. It's cool and chill. Well, definitely, but Stockton is one of the most dangerous cities out there.
Well, I know
where
not to give.
Ooh,
no.
Sacramento, they're dangerous out there too and shit. Like, you get shot from playing the wrong song and shit. Like,
what the hell?
And shit.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's wild and shit. I don't fucking play out there.
Yeah. Well, I won't be going out there. Absolutely not. No, for real, I really won't be going out there. He's cracking up.
I'm having a good time. This is fun.
Yeah, off of ice cream and cookies. Y'all be having like a little dessert podcast fun time, you can say. Okay. Well, we talked y'all ear off long enough. We outros. What's so funny? You just kiki. You just cracking up. What is so funny?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just thinking about some stuff.
Your crazy time? Man. Save them for next episode. Thank you.
Her head game was crazy.
Shut up. All right, bye, y'all.